Welcome to Last Week in AWS, and it's a short episode because we're about to enter a few very slow weeks. All we're likely to see out of AWS is a bunch of stuff that didn't quite make the reInvent cutoff. The year is finally effectively over. What'd they drop on us? The Titan Image Generator Foundation model in Amazon Bedrock is now available in preview. Is anything in the Titan LLM family not in preview? What exactly are they waiting for over there? Amazon EC2, C6GD, and R6GD instances are now available in GovCloud. Meanwhile, the C8G family is in preview. Taking this long to roll out new instance families to all regions strongly suggests that the all regions aren't alike problem is going to get worse before it gets better. Redshift extends super data type column size support to 16 megabytes. Did they just reinvent S3 from first principles? With this, you can now store your War and Peace fan fiction directly in a Redshift cell and still have room left over for the entire Twilight series. Secrets Manager announces a 4.9's SLA. I'm desperately curious why this wasn't released at reInvent along with everything else. It's just updating some documents, really. Build better engagement using the AWS Community Engagement Flywheel, part 1 of 3. This is great to see coming from the company whose own Repost Community Forum is an absolute ghost town. Simplify modernization of your monolithic application using Amazon VPC Lattice. I keep forgetting that Lattice exists, and I really shouldn't do that because it does save a fair bit of money in some configurations. And finally, celebrate with 12 days of Activate. They're inviting startups to celebrate the holiday season with the 12 days of Activate. Honestly, I think I'd rather date the deranged author of the original song. Getting 184 birds from a lunatic is still better than using Zendesk. And that's what happened last week in AWS.